Episode 2149, Contentment Around the Table.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy day, you made it. Well, at least you made it through Thanksgiving. Now you may have to live the rest of the weekend, but you got this. It is Confessions of an Upset Mama, and I know maybe things have been a little bit crazy. When family comes together, doesn't matter how many are in the household, it can get a little bit wild. We'll take a deep breath. This is just your time to chill out. Contentment around the table. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, sometimes what you're looking for is right in front of you. Contentment around the table. A blessing in your everyday. Some people look for happiness in activities and projects. Others find it buried in work. But nothing is better than what happens around the table. I don't know about your Thanksgiving and how you celebrated time together. But you know, for us, we just stayed home like most families did. There wasn't any traveling for us. Four of our five children were here. Of course, our oldest was with her in-laws. So her and her husband, our son-in-law, and then our new grandbaby, they all went up north to visit his parents. And that's wonderful. It's such a magical time for families to come together. And they're a brand new family. And they are creating traditions and memories, just like we did, even though we were missing one of ours. It still was so precious. And I think we forget what we have until it's gone. And the problem is then we wish we would have done things differently. Why do we wait? Why do we wait and live in an unsettled atmosphere? Why do we let ourselves stray from what really matters? Contentment, happiness. It's not based on activities and projects. It's not based on how much work you accomplish, the success or achievements. Contentment is around the table. I was reminded of this when we were sitting at our table, and we have a large family, bigger than most, but not huge. I mean, obviously, there are much bigger families. But I pulled up an extra chair because, you know, I usually have six chairs around the table, but I wanted to condense them and have them come in a little bit more so I could walk all the way around the table. So when we're not using it every single day, I remove a chair or two. We also have within our space that we eat, we've got the kitchen, which opens up into really kind of the eating area that's sort of in the kitchen, but it's not, it's off to the side, but it's not our formal dining room. And then we also have the hearth room, and it's all one huge open space. So unless if you're looking in the refrigerator or in the oven, it's hard to miss somebody because you're there around everybody. And so I can't say that we eat every meal around the table, but we do eat every meal together around the kitchen or in the hearth room. Somehow we are all connected. Well, it just got me thinking, you know, why do we choose to live in an unhappy state when we can actually choose to be content? But most of us don't even know what that word is because we don't use it. It's not in our everyday vocabulary. It's not in our everyday emotion because we are searching for so much more. We're not settled with where we are in life. Life is too precious to let one day go by without appreciation for what you do have. Good starts here, around the table. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Good starts here. It is what you have. And yeah, you may be upset at each other once in a while. I get it. We have arguments and disagreements too. You may have hard conversations at times. You may have to have discussions maybe even political ones. But regardless, good starts here. And I think we forget the basics, the foundation of what a family is. We've got to begin to realize how important that is. And I think with all of our busyness, with all of our distractions on social media, you know, one thing that I told my daughter when my grandson was born, I said, sweetheart, I am not going to watch my grandson grow up on Facebook. And I mean that. Because you see, what has happened is we have thrown communication out the door. And we've let ourselves live in this picturesque world, Facebook with little captions. And if you look at them, it's only captions of most of the time good. But what happened to the other 85%? Yeah, you're right. 85% is not the good. The 15% is the good. The 85% is the struggles, the challenges. It's the things that no one wants to talk about. It's the stuff that, yes, happens around the table too. But even with all that stuff, good starts there. It starts around the table, and you can have that contentment. That doesn't mean that you're not going to be at each other's throats once in a while. That doesn't mean that everything's going to be easy. No. Life is precious, but it definitely is not easy. But around the table, you can have good. You can have that goodness. You can come together as a family. So what does that look like? Well, number one, you got to focus on what is good, not what you're trying to fix. A lot of us, especially us moms, sorry, moms, I know I'm one, so I can say it. Now I'm a grandma too. So I'm like, I got the double duty here. I've got to be a good mom, and then I've got to be a better grandma. And so when we are trying to help our children, sometimes we try to fix things for them. We want to make things better. Remember, they fall down and they skin their knee and we pick them up and we say, oh, honey, let me kiss your knee and make it all better. We try to fix things. We can't fix everything in life for our children. We just can't do it. But what you can do is focus on what is good, not what needs to be fixed. What is good that you can focus on around the table? Maybe it's just listening to each other laugh. Maybe it's learning something new. I know for us, we were talking about snakes and reptiles and other things, crocodiles. I was like, really? And this is Thanksgiving? And I'm like, but that's the interest of the conversation. We talked about a lot of other things too. But that was one that some people would kind of look at me and go, seriously? While you're eating turkey and mashed taters and all that goodness? Yeah. Snakes and reptiles, that was part of our conversation. But there were also a lot of other conversations that were had. Those were just only a few sentences in the entirety of us sitting together as a family. But you see, we focus on what is good, not what needed to be fixed. Now, yeah, there are times you're going to come together and you need to put all your heads together to figure out something. But it doesn't always have to be that way. Good starts here around the table. Number two, we got to come together more often. Like I said, we're not always around our circle table. I love circular tables, by the way. We have circular ones and we have square ones. I had to think, maybe we have some rectangle ones too. All right, we have a lot of tables in our house, period. But the ones that we eat at primarily are rectangle and circular. But when we are enjoying our everyday meals, and we've got kids coming and going, and my oldest is, you know, out doing his job, and he comes home, It's one of those things where, okay, sometimes it's a grab and sit and eat and leave. There are still conversations that happen, but it may not be around the actual one table. We may be between two or three different areas within the whole vicinity. And so sometimes we just have to understand that we've got to make time to come together. And what is that for you? There's no right or wrong here. I'm not going to tell you you have to sit at the same table because you know what? We come together and we don't sit at the same table, but we still have conversation. Sometimes I stand up the entire meal. Why? Because I just do. It's not because I really think about it. Sometimes I'm making two or three different things and the kids are coming and going between their schoolwork and work and husband's work and my work. And it just is one of those things where I'm just juggling multiple avenues in that moment. And so what do you do? Well, it's just like, okay, I'm going to stand here and I'm going to come together to you. But I think sometimes we just have this idea in our head, that perfected idea that in order for us to have everything, we have to have the perfection of the family. I'm telling you, you don't. What you do need to have is coming together, though. What does that look like? Yeah, maybe two are standing and two are sitting. You came together. That's what matters. Good starts here around the table. And finally, number three, create new memories where you sit. You know, I had some heavier thoughts this Thanksgiving about my dad. It reminded me, because I was getting dressed actually in the morning after I went for my 7-mile walk. And I specifically remember my last Thanksgiving I spent with him. And I have a very special picture of us together. And it's one of those memories that you're like, you don't ever want that to go away. But then at the same time, as I was making dinner for my family, I began to just think, what new memories do I need to create for them? What does it look like? Is it more stories that are told? Is it different conversations? What is it? And once again, there's no perfect answer. There's no right or wrong. It's what fits in your family. How to create those memories. Good starts here around the table. You know, I wasn't really sure what I wanted to say today. But as I think about it, as a mom who has watched her children grow up, my daughter is celebrating a birthday, our oldest is, and I can't believe I'm old enough to have, number one, 5 children, but number two, the ages of my children. I'm sitting there going, no, Lord, this time, it's moving too fast. The thing is time doesn't move too fast. But I think sometimes our appreciation for what we have, we want it to slow down. Because you see, when we're young, man, we can't get to stuff fast enough. We just want to be there. We want to get it done. And then when we get older, we begin to cherish things differently. Contentment around the table. I really want to challenge you through this holiday season. I'm not going to sit here and dwell on, oh my goodness, this is a hard year. I want you to look beyond that. I don't want you to get stuck in what everybody else is saying. I want you to look at your family, what you need. And I want you to really make this holiday season incredible. And I'm not saying incredible as in gifts under the tree, spectacular trips. I'm not saying any of that. I'm talking about the human connection. I'm talking about going beyond tangible items. I'm talking about reaching the heart. If we would just stop long enough to begin to listen to each other's hearts, life would be a lot different. Good starts here. Contentment around the table. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Continue to have a blessed Thanksgiving. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.